Mateusz Kowalski. Welcome to KPBX.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Or
it's still morning.
Good morning. It's still good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy that I'm here and spoken.
So yes.
Thank you so much.
So glad. And I want to talk a little bit about how I got to know, I don't know him yet, but to meet and know of him. And that is through the Euro String competition, which he won in September, I think it was in September in London. But I was talking to him driving from the airport. He had won a previous competition, am I getting that right, with Euro
Strings? Exactly, because if one wants to take part in that grand Euro Strings competition, mm-hmm. Then they should previously win one of the big 17 big guitar competitions in Europe. So I won in Austria, in Rus.
Austria, okay.
And that competition made it possible for me to participate in that grand slam of guitar competitions in London. Okay. Yes, it was in July last year. Yeah. So yeah, and the first prize is amazing because I have an opportunity to give more than 60 concerts all across the world. So yeah, and here I am in the US. It's my fifth stop spoken. I've been already to New York, Austin, Las Vegas, so many places. But I heard that audience in Spokane is the best ever. So.
Well, it's really good. Yeah. I'm excited to say that. And Vern, I give a lot of credit to that. I told him the story about how I came in here screaming about not enough guitar music on this station. And so we've had it now for 27 years. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really, really good. And we have wonderful, appreciative audiences. I played your music last week, and the ticket sales, the pre-sales, people, and I'm thinking like, well, the article hasn't come out yet. Why? How are they? But they heard about it from hearing you on the air, mm-hmm. and just... So we're lucky. We have a vibrant guitar community now. I'm very excited. The Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center is a place that I've picked because it's central. Besides the fact that it's acoustically so wonderful, we have a good listening audience. We have a good audience in Spokane, Canada. We have people that come to the concerts from Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Bonnet Ferry, even as far as Creston, Canada. And so I was trying to pick a spot that, in the wintertime, we get weather that can be challenging. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want people coming from way in Bonnet Ferry as they were doing and have to deal with the snow to get back. So we picked Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center, and I'm so glad we did because it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful hall. So you have been playing the guitar since you were seven?
Since I was seven, exactly. So it has been 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're a phenomenal player. I mentioned last week that I could feel the vibrance of your youth in your playing.
Whoa. Thank you.
I could.
So you told that you don't know me yet, but maybe if you listen to my music.
Well, yeah, I know you for your music.
You already know me.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, and I could feel it. Yeah, I could feel it coming through. Also, I compared you to the sound and the clarity and the technique of John Williams.
Oh, really?
I'm making points here.
I grew up listening to John Williams performances, so it's very nice to hear.
But
you're
it's
the first
true.
One who
I've said that.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. It's true. And I'm not just trying to give you compliments, but it's true. You don't know me yet, but I'm painfully blunt. Sometimes I get in trouble by saying things that are not as complimentary.
Yeah, you do.
You're just honest.
I do.
You're just honest.
but I guess honesty is the best policy. Yeah. And you're very musical.
Thank you.
And so the combination of someone your age, who's, can I say your age? Because he asked me mine,
yeah.
I wouldn't tell him.
It's 24.
He's 24. We'll be 25 in October.
Exactly.
And to have the dexterity, the technique, the control over the instrument that you have, and yet still come through with a lot of music.
You know, I think that's because of my amazing teachers. I had two great masters. First,
say their names.
Yeah,
please.
First one was Dariusz Schmidt from Koszalin, city in the north of Poland. He taught me for 12 years.
Nice, okay.
And the second one, Richard Bauschko in Warsaw for 5 years. And both of them, they always have been telling me that music is just a tool to express what I feel. Since I was 7, this thought was with me all the time. And mm-hmm. I think that's why you feel my music this way.
Yeah, it comes
I'm
through.
Very happy about.
It comes through, which is wonderful. It does come through. So, you know, you have a CD. I played something from your CD last week. But let's go to your CD. And I'm saying that because he just literally landed here less than an hour ago. And he's trying to get his hands loosened up and the mindset of an on-the-road performer again, on the road again. And we were lucky enough to get him here with all the commotion with the airlines. And I want to give him time so his hands really feel good. So we're going to have him play Bach off of his CD. And it's a prelude in E major.
Yes, from Bach's Fourth Lute Suite.
Fourth Lute Suite, right. Thank you. That was the Prelude from the Fourth Flute Suite by J.S. Bach. And that was the CD that belongs to my guest, Mateusz Kowalski, who is here live in the studio, but will be tomorrow night at 7:30 playing live at the Jacqueline Austin Cultural Center, the second concert in our series, The Friends of the Guitar Hour. And I'm honored to have him here. It's an honor, not just because you are here and I guess enjoyed very much what I just heard, but it's also an honor because you came to me through a very dear friend of mine, Mark Gergich, who was involved with starting that, I forget the term you use, but it's got 17 countries, right?
Yes.
Involved in Europe. And
Eurostrings.
Eurostrings is the name of the organization. Exactly. And they're doing wonderful things. And Mark Gergich, whose career is just going nuts, he's doing really well, which I'm excited for. And so we have the privilege, kind of like the GFA that brings their artists that win in. He was brought in but from winning the Eurostring competition. And through Mark Gergich, I got to know of him. And now you will get the pleasure of getting to know of him. He's here. Barely, but he's agreed. And I have people come in that that haven't gone through what he's gone through. Won't play. No, I'll play tomorrow night. No, I don't want to play now. But he's going to play for us. So
I wouldn't do that to our listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mateusz. Yeah, so tell us. I'll have you in your voice. Tell them what you're going to play.
Now I will play a piece which has something to do with Poland, because, as you know, dear listeners, and you. Yes, I come from Poland, and Francisco Tárrega composed Sueño Mazurka in C major, which I'm going to play, using the melodies from Frédéric Chopin's Mazurkas. So I think that fact makes the piece a little bit Polish.
A lot Polish.
Francisco Tárrega, Mazurka in C major.
Very lovely. Thank you. Yeah, low E. It slipped out a little bit. Very, very, very musical, as I said before. Very lovely. You took that piece and made it your own. I've heard it played many times. And
yeah, that's in general the thing I'm doing with every piece I play. I try to somehow filter it with, add my perspective, my feelings to it, so it doesn't matter how the majority of players played. I just want to make it my own interpretation.
And that's what all great artists do. So you've learned that very early on in your career. That's a very wonderful, wonderful element to add to everything that you play. The instrument that you're playing, I had asked you about what it was.
Let's repeat his name.
Okay, thank you. And about the concert, too. Thank you very much. This is Mateusz Kowalski.
Exactly.
He thought I was going to say. I told him I was saying adding the L, but I don't forget. He's my filter over there. I could look at him and it'd be like, oh, okay.
Maybe one little fact will help everyone to pronounce it, because there's a movie for kids, like Penguins from Madagascar or something like that, and one of the penguins is Kowalski.
Kowalski, okay.
So it's so just now, exactly the way it should be.
Kowalski.
Yes. Okay. Like it's more American-like.
More American sound. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But it's good.
Well, I actually taught at Jersey State College in Jersey City for many years. I had a really wonderful program there. I had a lot of Polish kids, a lot of Puerto Rican kids. I think there were two black kids. And so I got to learn a lot of different pronunciations of Polish words, which is, I think, wonderful.
Yeah. And you are a musician, so which is also a little bit easier, right?
Yes.
Because of the good hearing.
Ear. Yeah, good ear. You learn to listen and you hear. And I was looking at the guitar that you're playing, and it looked like it had Rogers machines. And he said, no, he told me what they were. And then I said, well, who built the guitar? So this is a guitar that Mateos won in a competition. I don't know what the competition was.
In Paris.
In Paris?
Yeah, it's Antoni Guitar Competition, which is basically in Paris. It was held in 2017 when I won.
When you won in 2017, yeah. Okay. Talk a little bit about the competition, not a lot. Just how big is it, how many people, who judged it?
You mean the Paris competition?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the most important competitions in Europe. There was something like 30 competitors taking part in it. The main prize was 5,000 euros and guitar and concerts. Sakurai himself appeared there. He was the one who gave me that guitar because that's
the
guitar.
Oh, he was there himself?
Yes, himself. Oh. So that was, I felt very honored because of that.
And we say this too, the Sakurai guitar, when you said Sakurai, I'm thinking, okay. And generally speaking, I haven't never heard a Sakurai guitar sound, of course it's in your hands, but of that level. It's a wonderful instrument. It really is. It's a spruce top. It looks like Brazilian rosewood back and sides or some sort of rosewood.
But it's not Brazilian.
It's not?
No, I think it's
East Indian?
Madagascar.
Oh, Madagascar. Okay, the Madagascar looks so much like the Brazilian. Yeah. Yeah. It really fools you when you look at it. But okay, it's a wonderful sounding instrument. You get a great tone on it. You slice, I don't know if you're slicing the string, you just got a naturally great sound. You have a nice fat sound on the treble side.
I just try to go as deep as possible to...
Into the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So again, I'm not trying to keep stroking you or anything, but a lot of young guitarists they get so involved with the technical wizardry that they learn and how fast their fingers can move that they don't take time to think about the production of the sound.
Exactly,
which is everything.
Yeah, you're right. Like, beautiful natural sound would be the most important thing, which is also part of the proper technique, as you said. So if somebody wants to improve their technique, maybe trying to achieve perfect sound should be the first thing they should do, right?
Right. Well, pushing, we're talking about, I don't want to get too guitaristic for these listeners, but simply to say that the guitar is a plucking instrument, so your natural thought is you're plucking the strings away from the guitar.
Yeah.
But to get a good sound on the guitar, to get the right amplitude has to do with the size of the vibration of the sound, and to get the right amplitude on that vibration, you want it to be a deeper, bigger amplitude, so you push into the instrument. We used to have years ago, that it's still there, but the concept of rest strokes and free strokes, or appiando and tirando strokes, right?
Yeah, but it's not enough.
It's not enough, right, you're right. Okay, why don't you describe that? How do you
Because
think
even
that?
Free stroke can be done at least in two ways. The first one is just about hitting the string, yeah? And the second one is about placing your finger on the string and then pushing it a little bit downwards and then releasing it. It's even hard to describe. It's always easier to show, but...
Well, for years I had the most horrible free stroke sound. And it wasn't until I met the maestro Jose Tomas And Tomas had the most incredible sound with his free strokes. They were far fatter and greater sounding than most people's rest strokes. Mm-hmm. And then the year before that, before I met him, there was a fellow by the name of, I think he's gone, unfortunately. His name was Ramon Ibarra. Mm-hmm. And Ramon would say, oh, he makes so much about these free strokes, rest strokes. It's all the same. It's just how you push into the top. And he was absolutely right.
Yeah, but so many guitarists doesn't...
They don't know how to do it.
Know how to do it, exactly.
Yeah.
And don't care about that. But I think it's extremely important because it just changes the energy which you attack the string with. It's very important.
So let's talk... Now, we're talking about the fact that it's... At Jacqueline Austin Cultural Center, I also want to mention the fact that it's Valentine's Day. Tomorrow's February 14th, and it's Valentine's Day, and I am going to have chocolate truffles, strawberries with chocolate syrup on it for all of the lovers that are going to come to this concert. I was, and I have done it in the past, presented the ladies with roses. I will not be doing it this time because my contact to the florist that I had in Sandpoint no longer has that shop, and it's astronomical, roses, especially on Valentine's Day. So I'm backing away from giving out the roses. But instead, we have had chocolate truffles in the past. We'll have the chocolate truffles. But I bought strawberries yesterday, and I bought this wonderful chocolate syrup sauce that we're going to put on the strawberries. Also, before the concert at 6 to 7, there is a gallery showing at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center upstairs, and they will have refreshments. So you can bring your date. You have a double venue. You go and show the wonderful visual art, get the refreshments that are going to be available, then come down and get the wonderfulness of the guitarist, Mateus Kowalski, who's going to be playing for you. And then Mateus and I were talking a little bit on the way in, and... He said, oh, that's right, it's Valentine's Day, and we could this concert, and why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Exactly, when I realized it's going to be on Valentine's Day, then I thought, okay, how can I somehow connect it with you know, my music with Valentine's Day? So then I realized that every piece I play is somehow connected to the subject of love in general. So the Bach's piece we have just listened to, was composed for the love of God. Yes. Now, Tárrega with Chopin quotes love to home country, missing it exactly. Piazzolla, which I think we could listen to as a next piece. Great master of Tango Nuevo composed his Four Seasons, which are full of very intense emotions, which love is all about, I would say.
He was a very emotional guy. He loved the tango, the Nuevo tango, which got him run out of Argentina.
So we're going to need to get to it if we're going to get everything done.
Okay, so shut up, Leon. Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Spring?
No, winter. Inverno Porteño.
Okay.
If we can. Thank you.
That was The Winter Door by Astor Piazzolla, played for us by Mateusz Kowalski, who is playing tomorrow night at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center in Post Falls. Tickets are available on Brown Paper Tickets. You can still get them in advance, and all you'll have tickets at the door as well. There's also a gallery showing upstairs at from 6 to 7 with refreshments. And as I said, there will be special truffles and strawberries covered in chocolate in honor of Valentine's Day for you to come with your dates. So you come early, you have a double wonderful experience visually and musically with this marvelous guitarist that I have in the studio with us. And I'm going to have him close our show out. Again, tickets are available on Brown Paper Tickets. Concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center.
But we have a couple minutes before you need to plan. I'm going to be curious of what some of your dreams and plans are going into the future.
Now it's possible for me to give concerts in many guitar festivals and all over the world. My dream is to give more concerts with orchestras and on the just mixed instruments festivals. I think that's my dream.
And what concerto would you like to play?
Aaron Huez.
The Aaron Huez.
Okay. Have you had a chance to play it yet?
Yeah, twice. Once with Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra last year, mm-hmm. and once in my hometown in Poland too. So
nice. Twice. It's a great concerto. And maybe we'll find some great artist that'll compose it, that'll write one for you after they get to know you.
I'm waiting for okay. them to compose it.
and what about some chamber music pieces and things like that that you might want to do?
Again, it's about what I would like to play in the future. You know, I have an idea in my mind. I would like to play Four Seasons by Vivaldi, but arranged for a guitar and string quartet.
Oh, nice.
I think I would like to do something like that one day. It's hard, but it's possible. So, nice. I think that's the thing.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to get the airlines to get you here in time and for the show, because it adds another whole dimension. Like I said, the people get to know, you know, I can play your CDs, but when they get to hear you talk and get to feel you coming through these airwaves, it makes a difference, because it gives it a personal touch.
Mm-hmm. And let alone meeting me tomorrow at a concert, exactly. Yeah.
Right, right. So it'll be both. And I'm going to have you go out and play. I'll have you announce it, because it's a piece that I don't know.
So now I will play a Romanian dance called Hora, composed by Stepan Rac.
Very, 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 very nice. Mateusz Kowalski here in the studio tomorrow night live at the Jacqueline Arts and Cultural Center. Come and enjoy this magic of music and meet this wonderful gentleman.
See you there. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.